I'm Gerald Rodriguez, and today I'm joined by local artist Dolores Worley, and she's here talking about her Worley Birds art show, which is at the Range in Sawatch at 307 4th Street, and it's going to be open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the exhibit goes until July 27th. Here talking about the work and about the exhibit, so thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
So I guess, first of all, let us know what kind of work you do, what kind of artwork you do.
Well, I did pencil drawings and color pencil drawings and culture embroidery. That's the kind of a new thing. Well, it's an old embroidery type of skill, but it's come back, and so it's gotten to be quite a big thing. Then I wrote a book about my husband. I just used to love to draw when I was a kid, and that was always fun. Mostly that. I'd never been a painter or anything like that.
And so for this art show, it's actually your work and your son's work, right?
It's mostly my son. Yes, Jimmy was a very good artist. He was so versatile, and he worked in all kinds of mediums. And he did wire wrapping, and he did poetry, and he was an all-around artist, definitely.
I'm so sorry to hear about his passing last year.
Thank you. Yes. Well, he went peaceful, and for that we're very grateful, because he was handicapped. He couldn't walk much, and so he was pretty much a homebody.
Well, and he still got to do the artwork and everything. That's pretty cool that he was able to still do that.
Yes, it was. It was a good thing for him and for us, because it kept him busy and peaceful, and yes, it was good.
So what made you decide to put this together now at this time of year?
Well, this was actually Adrian Garbini's idea. She knew that my house was like a museum. I had so many paintings around, and she thought it'd be nice to have an art show of his, and so it just worked out very nicely. She did a wonderful job.
And so then are you selling art, or are you just mostly displaying it?
Just displaying it.
And so then that's at the Range in Sawatch. Is that kind of a newer space?
It's been there for a few years. They have a lot of different artists that come in and display, and they have a very nice place where you can just walk through and see. And her companion, Alex, is just wonderful at hanging things. He just makes the displays pop out. He's really, really, really good. So it's been very enjoyable.
And so let's go back to your artwork. Why are you called the Worley Birds?
I don't know. They used to call us that in Albuquerque when we were a family, and just our friends and everything just called us the Worley Birds. So we thought, well, that'd be a nice appropriate name for our show.
And so this has already been up for about a month or so?
Since the 1st of June. It'll go till the end of July.
Do they have to like book an appointment to go check it out, or can they just go in there and check it out whenever they're open?
Well, yes, just go in and check it out. It's open weekends, and then I have the key, and if anybody wants to go in during the week, I can let them in. So it's available.
And so the artwork you do, are you still continuing to do artwork, or are you just kind of showing the stuff you've done in the past?
Yes, mostly in the past. I'm sorry I'm going blind, but I'm having a real hard time seeing anymore, so I really can't do that. And I used to do a lot of beadwork, all kinds of beadwork, and I can't do that either, so it's one of those things.
And so you even did a little bit of embroidering as well?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool that they're doing that that whole project over there, the embroidery that you were talking about through Sawatch.
Yes, and after ours is over, they're going to have one of nothing but the culture embroidery exhibit, so that's going to be really, really nice. Because there's a lot of women that do that in our valley and around the state, I guess. So it should be very spectacular.
So then when did you get together with the embroidery group?
Well, we used to have regular, when I first started in 76, we had a regular group that met every Sunday. Most of these ladies are gone. So we have people that go out and teach in different areas. I'm not involved in it anymore, so I really don't know a whole lot about it like I did.
And so then you're originally from New Mexico, you said, huh?
Well, yes, I'm originally from Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I left there when I was 13. I said, if I never see another drop of snow again, as long as I live, I won't care. We moved to Española, New Mexico, and that was like going to a brand new country. We loved every minute of it. And then my husband used to do a lot of hunting up in this area in Colorado, and he thought it'd be nice to have a summer home. So the kids and I came up, we rented a place, and we drove all over the valley and everywhere. And we finally found this place, and we liked it. And there was a house with three lots, a shed, a barn, and a workshop for $4,500, and we couldn't pass it up.
Wow, yeah. I wish that was still the case these days.
I know, it was just amazing. And so we had that for a long time. My daughter finally sold it not too long ago, and she moved to Georgia.
And so, what got you into art in the first place?
I don't know. I just have always liked to draw. I really don't know anything in particular.
And so, what kind of stuff do you like to draw? Do you do like portraits or do you do landscapes?
Both. Yeah, I did. I have an album of I did portraits of all my children, and then just a whole bunch of other stuff, just little animals that we owned and what I see around me and just stuff like that.
So, did you ever go to art school for that, or did you just kind of do it on your own?
I did it on my own.
Nice. And the same with your son. Did you kind of just get influence from you?
I don't know. You know, I have a sister that's an excellent artist, and my whole family is quite artistic. I have one that was a wonderful quilter, and just different types of, you know, stuff like that. And he's just always drawn. And he loves poetry. He did a lot of poetry. He did a lot of wire wrapping, and he did some beadwork. So he's just an all-round artist is what he was. And he went to Adams State College, and he did a lot of ceramics. Just wonderful, wonderful ceramics.
And so some of his paintings and stuff like that, did he do landscapes as well, or?
Oh yes. And he did a lot of silhouettes. Those are my favorites. I like them. There's so many, such a variety. And he did painting. He did acrylics and color pencils and just whatever he felt like doing.
Nice. That's always good to be kind of an all-around artist, you know?
Yes, absolutely. It sure was.
Well, if you're barely joining us out there, I've been speaking with local artist Dolores Worley, who's talking about this art show that's already going on at the Range in Sawatch, and it's going to be at 307 4th Street on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That goes all the way until July 27th, and it's titled Worley Birds. And yeah, it's a mother-son art exhibition, so it's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm 96 years old, and so we figured this is quite an honor for me.
That is, yeah, that's quite an accomplishment for sure.
Yep, I guess I'm the oldest person in town.
Oh.
That's something else. And I have a sister that lives here, and she's 2 years younger than I am. So we're, and her husband is a year younger than that. So we kind of got it sewed up.
Well, I'd say you're the wisest in town rather than the oldest.
I don't know about that, but anyway, we'll take either one.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for talking with us today about your artwork and your son's artwork too. And I hope a lot of people go and check out your art show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate talking to you, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. For KRZA News, I'm Gerald Rodriguez.